Welcome to the Geek Legacy Podcast, where each week we sit around and discuss news and reviews for all things geek. Tonight, in movie news, David talks Justice League rumors. Is Christopher Nolan in or is he out of the DC Universe? Over in TV news, Amanda gives us an update on which shows have been picked up for another season. And over in video game news, we discuss 5.2, the latest patch for World of Warcraft. Finally, David gives us his top 10 list of movie sequels that are better than the original movie. Who'd have thought that was possible? So sit back and enjoy another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast.
You're up, meat boy.
Hold on, I gotta wash the pee down my throat.
God.
Okay.
What a saw a European movie just like that.
Peas. Food,
yes,
peas.
Yes, sure.
Oh.
There was no S. You were washing AP down? No, Randy. Randy, we all have our proclivities. It's okay. It's okay to be.
I need to wash my pee.
What I said.
I've got these little dehydrated peas, and they're crunchy like nuts, but they're a lot less calories. So they get caught in your throat, though. They have like this little pea rind kind of thing. Anyway, enough about pea.
Are peas high in calories?
No, but nuts are.
Oh, they're pea nuts.
No, they're peas. They are peas. They are green peas.
So they're they're substitutes for nuts.
They're
for
substitutes for nuts, yes. Okay. They're all salted and everything and crunchy. I digress. I am ready to go.
Come on. Give it to the new guy.
Dance, Robin!
Yeah, I was not impressed.
That show bores me the heck out.
Look at you, Justin, connecting the dots.
They've got to cram a lot of really cool stuff into each one.
I like the blue bride.
Learning so much right now.
Well, that's my contribution.
Boom. Done.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. It's going to be a fun one tonight. We've got Justin, David, and Amanda, and of course, myself, Randy. We're all here. We're having a party. We're getting ready for WoW 5.2, but more about that later. What's on the agenda tonight, folks?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun stuff, but we wanted to first kind of introduce a couple new shows into the Geek Legacy Podcast family. Our managing editor of comics, Tyler, and one of our contributors, the Mighty Jer, Jeff, are going to have a bi-monthly podcast about comics called Geek Legacy Comic Book Corner. It's a lot of fun. The first issue just came out this weekend. You can get it in the same iTunes feed that you get our podcast in. It's just called, instead of Geek Legacy Podcast, it'll be called Geek Legacy Comic Corner. Definitely check that out. They're going to do that every other week. They review comics, and they talk about all the stuff that's important to us. Also, Stephen Janes, another one of our contributors, is doing a video game podcast called The Pixelated Podcast, a Geek Legacy podcast. And he records that on Monday, and I think that hits live Tuesday or Wednesday. So that you'll have to get in his feed. Just search Pixelated Podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, BlackBerry, all that nonsense, and it'll show up. Definitely check it out, rate it, review it, tell your friends, and share the love. So I guess let's get into it. What's going on, guys?
It's time for TV news. This week in TV news, we just heard today that a few shows that definitely got picked up for a second, or not a second season, but another season in addition to the season that they already have this year are the following, which is not super surprising. There's been a ton of hype around it, and it seems to have been doing pretty well so far. I think they're renewing it for the same number of episodes as they're doing this year. I think this year they're only doing 15 episodes. Like, I guess Fox is trying a shorter format, which is not all that unfamiliar to those of us who watch a lot of AMC and HBO and Showtime shows. But the following is most likely coming back next year for another season of 15 episodes. Two of our personal favorites, New Girl and The Mindy Project, also were renewed this week, so that's good news. Yeah, I like both of those shows, though I've read that The Mindy Project isn't getting as much, like, it's not holding on to as much of the New Girl's audience as they were hoping it would. But I don't know. I think that it's got a pretty good chance. I guess it would depend on how you feel about Mindy Kaling, since she's the main character. I mean, I could see how some people might find her abrasive, but I like her.
I do too. She's all like, you know, Most Extreme Makeover, and I think she looks really cute.
Well, because she's a big TV star now.
Yeah. But
out of Scranton.
Yeah. Good thing, too. I don't know. I dig it. It's one of the shows that I look forward to every week, so.
She should jump ship at the right time on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it went downhill.
And I mean, I think that she's a very funny writer as well. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's doing a lot of the writing on her own show. And she did a lot of writing for The Office. I mean, I remember that. I didn't know she was producing it too, but
women can't write. What are you talking about?
Women are the best writers.
What? No. Bully.
Anyway, back to television.
Probably want to vote next.
Did everybody watch the extended Game of Thrones trailer?
I did.
Yes.
What do we think?
Yes.
It's an awesome extra 20 seconds.
I know, right? I was looking at the timestamp. I was like, how much longer is this one? I don't get it. Wasn't the other one like a minute long?
Yeah, I had a couple more things. And I don't know, it kind of had a longer shot, I think, of the dragon coming up to the ship. And it looks small again. I thought it was like grown, but the image that I saw, it looked small again. So I don't know, I got scared.
Like a big dog. A big dog with wings who shoots fire is a pretty formidable foe.
I know.
Yes, it is.
Bigger. I want him to pick up fools and breathe fire in their face.
Well, considering in two short books, they have to be big enough to, like, carry people.
I know.
Or a person.
I'm excited. Good stuff.
I'm excited for a couple parts.
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little Brienne in the extended trailer. I don't remember her in the official trailer.
Yeah, fighting the bear. The bear fight. That ought to be cool.
The only fun thing that she does in the whole books.
Oh.
Hopefully they rewrite it and she gets mauled and hopelessly disfigured.
Well, they've already changed it quite a bit to where, you know, it's just her and Jaime and they're not on the raft going down the Trident for like 200 pages. So it's kind of got the skipping. So I imagine they're gonna run into like Vargo Hope pretty soon,
right? Well, and they've changed so much about Harrenhal too that who knows what they're gonna do.
Yeah, who knows? Indeed, they might
paint themselves into a corner. Is what they did. Right now they have to break the wall down. And George R. R. Martin's writing the 7th episode of the 10-episode series. And it was originally called Autumn Storms, and now it's called Chains. So I don't know what that means. But I thought that for sure he would write the finale. If assuming they ended how we think they're going to end it.
Shouldn't he be busy writing more books?
Nah, he's already starting a whole other project.
And he hates his fans. Like, if you watch all his interviews and stuff like that, he's like, it almost sounds like he's writing slow because the fans are pressuring him to write faster. And like, well, he's so unapologetic about it.
He's so old and obese. He might
die. That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, he told D.B. Weiss, one of the producers of Game of Thrones, like in broad strokes how it's going to end. So if he were to die tomorrow, we would they would complete the story for HBO.
Okay. Somebody
and it'll probably get huge ratings.
Huh. I always picture him with like one of those giant turkey legs in his hand.
I picture him with a corncob pipe.
Like at any given time.
Yeah.
Why not both at the same time?
Oh, he's a funny looking guy. He's kind of got a Santa Claus vibe.
He's always wearing like those funny sailor hats.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I get the corncob pipe.
Yeah.
He looks like Colonel Sanders who ate too much of his chicken.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully he finishes book 6 and 7 before we are all dead.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
God forbid he outlives the rest of us, right?
I think he's going to have diabetes.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's written about half. Rumors are he's got about halfway through 6 because he's released three sample chapters, and of course one was a Theon chapter. What do you do, Basil? And so I guess he's like halfway through, he says.
Anyway.
How about that TV news with all the all the book talk?
With all the book talk.
This is Book Talk with Geek Legacy.
Well, speaking of Game of Thrones, Randy, you had some interesting TV news to share with us, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I happened to check out the premiere of the new show Vikings on the History Channel. Just aired this past weekend, Sunday night. And it's very much in the same vein of Game of Thrones, just in terms of the look of it, the style, the gritty, bloody action, and the sex. I was amazed to see all the violence and the sex on the History Channel. It was a nice surprise.
Like nudity?
But you don't see actual nudity, but you see pretty much everything but. Because it is still basic cable.
You don't even see like National Geographic titties?
No.
We
not yet.
See those.
But I know, right?
If it's late enough.
but only one episode has aired so far, and it starts with a pretty good fight scene that kind of sucks you in. And granted, there's a lot of exposition and kind of setting up the story because it's just the first episode so far. But it looks like it's going to be really fun. There's going to be a lot of action, some battles, some sea traveling, and just like some raping and pillaging. Just good old... Good old ravaging that you would associate with Vikings. But the production value is intense. It looks really, really nice. It looks like they put a lot of money into it. And I definitely recommend, if you like Game of Thrones, you like stuff that's that kind of period, I think you'll get a kick out of this. So I think you guys should definitely check it out. Maybe wait a couple episodes, DVR it, so you can watch them back to back and then form an opinion of the show. But... definitely. Good stuff.
Did you sing like the Immigrant Song when you were watching it?
I didn't.
I'd be like,
now that,
ah!
Now that you mention it, it's going to be in my head. But also, since we're talking about TV, and I kept meaning to bring this up a couple weeks ago, but I just escaped me, I guess. But you guys should really check out a show called King of the Nerds. I believe it's on TBS. And it is really, really fun. It stars Curtis Armstrong, who was Booger in Revenge of the Nerds, and Robert Carradine, who was Lewis. They're the hosts of this game show, and it's a very geeky game show, hosting all sorts of mini games. Think of like Survivor meets Big Brother with just uber geeks involved. Sort of, because they're all living in this house and they all have to participate in these games. And the games, some of them are kind of more puzzle based, like physics, math, Sudoku, that kind of thing. Well, some of them are more like video game challenges kind of thing. And they split all these nerds up into two groups, and then systematically they're wiping each other out, and they have since merged, and this coming Thursday is the season finale, and it's going to be good, and I highly recommend, if you have the means, I don't know if they're going to be repeating it on that channel at all, but maybe you might be able to watch it online, but definitely check out that series as well, because if you like movies, comics, video games, as we all do, you're totally going to dig it.
What else you got?
She knows when to hold them, she knows when to fold.
That's all I got.
That's it?
We talked about this.
What about...
Unless you want to talk about Revolution.
No, I don't, but you said...
Revolution?
You said you're caught up on The Following, is that correct?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, except for the one that aired tonight, but I don't think you watched it either.
I think that the last week's episode, you know how I was already on the fence whether or not I'm going to keep watching it?
Oh, did it push you over the fence?
It got a little absurd. Like, how many people are working did. For this guy?
It absolutely did.
I couldn't believe it anymore. And I don't know. I think that if he's such a great professor, that maybe he should have his own original work to inspire these people to follow him. And I think it's a little cliche to have someone like Poe be your inspiration.
Oh, right.
And I don't know. I think
it's already macabre. And...
Yeah. And it's cool when you're in seventh grade. But how dark and horrible is Poe really when you're an adult? I don't know. It doesn't affect me as much as it did when I was
preteen.
An angsty preteen.
Yeah. When you were young and impressionable.
Yeah.
Too old for Trials in Charge, too young for The Crow.
It got a little crazy. And
yeah. I was discussing it with a friend of mine, and he was already off the wagon like several episodes ago, but he was still watching it. And he was just like, yeah, I'm kind of tired of how everyone's in on it.
Yes.
Like, it's kind of absurd. And I hadn't finished watching the most recent episode yet, so I didn't really get what he was saying, but then I was like, oh, I get it.
And, like, that's the thing, too. Like, when they're walking through the forest, and I was like, man, that stupid lady's probably in on it, too. And then, bam, someone gets shot. I was like, oh. This is stupid. That's nice. Yeah. I couldn't take it anymore. And then
Kevin Bacon's in on it, too, probably.
Yeah. And then, like, the wife gets kidnapped, and then the guy's, like, he's all kind of stalkerish and creeper-like and was recording her in her sleep. And mm-hmm. she kisses him, or he kisses her, rather, and then he starts banging his head on the wall. Like, I shouldn't have done that. And it's like, dude, just take your top off. He'll probably kill himself.
Well, you make it sound really good, though.
Well,
it was really good. I'll watch tonight's episode and then decide. I mean, we're already halfway through by now, right?
I don't know the answer.
It's going to be 15 episodes. So how many episodes have been?
I think 7.
I totally lost
that. Already? Wow.
The 7th episode aired tonight.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, 7. Yeah, 6 was the one that I watched the other day.
Stupid. Stupid and stuff?
It's stupid stuff and stuff. But the first episode was really crazy. And it kind of had a real horror factor to it.
Yeah.
And it has not had that feeling ever since.
No.
No, sir. Not, no mo. Now it's just ridiculous.
Well, this is disappointing. This will not last.
It will not. At least
will not stand.
It's going to last another season anyway because it got picked up already. Oh, real quick. I figured out where my hatred for Andrea comes from.
What?
Okay, so remember last week when I was talking about how I wanted to watch Fantastic Four, right? And then when Randy dropped the Johnny Storm bomb on us, then I knew I had to watch it. So then I put it in, and freaking the thing's wife that leaves him because he gets transformed is Andrea. I was like, what a dirty doucher. I do not like you. Together forever. She's like, oh, you've changed. I don't want to be with you anymore. And then she sees him pull a fire truck off a bridge. And then she's like, oh, I still don't want to be with you. Here's your wedding ring back. And just drops it on the floor.
Wait, terribly. What?
Yeah. She's like, she goes to the bridge where all the action's happening, where the Fantastic Four make their big old huge appearance, right?
And oh, right. I remember that. Yeah, that was totally messed up.
Yeah.
I forgot that was her.
Classic Andrea is what that is.
Classic Andrea.
Yes. Putting her dirty bed where it don't belong.
With engagement
That's
rings.
So Andrea.
It's like, I'm sorry, my super strong astronaut husband now has superpowers, but I just can't deal with this.
but he looks like he's made out of rock, so I'm not into it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's ideal for a wife because he can't expect her to have sex with him, like, ever. So, and sometimes wives don't like to have sex, and so it just seems like win-win.
Wait, how do you know he doesn't have sex?
He's like an 8-foot-tall guy made of orange, hard orange rock. I don't want to be gross here, but I'm assuming that he's packing some impressive stuff. And I'm just not seeing a normal chick taken, not even the blind black chick.
I don't know. I get a dilator. You could probably work it out.
Yeesh.
Every time's like having a baby. And then they put the baby back in, and they take the baby out.
And that rock, I don't think is like river polished stone. I think it's just like,
yeah, it's like
rough bedrock.
She's got to smooth
and
it out.
And it'll tear you up.
Yeah. And it's got, like, dark gutter water all over him.
Yeah. She needs, like, 80 grit sandpaper down there to smooth things out a bit.
Not cool.
Yeah. Not cool. It's hot.
You could probably fist her, though.
Probably. It's clobbering time.
Boom. Done. That's how we end the podcast.
He walks in. It's clobbering time. Splat. Blood all over the wall.
I like it.
What were we talking about?
The Fang. And why Justin hates Andrea.
No, before this.
Justin doesn't like Andrea because he left the Fang.
Oh.
Is that all you got for the movies?
Well,
that,
that's it for TV news this week. What do you have for us, Dave?
Well, this week in movie news. I wasn't ready. Thought I was going third. But I can do it. I can adapt. So... So today we got dropped with a pretty decent sized rumor for the Justice League movie that may or may not happen. It all started, I'd say, about 4 weeks ago. Russell Crowe was doing publicity and, you know, Oscar stuff for Les Mis, and he was telling everyone how amazing the Man of Steel was going to be. He had seen a rough cut, and he said Zack Snyder is going to make Superman cool. He's going to do for Superman what Christopher Nolan did for Batman. He was going to bring him back. And bring him back in a big way. Fast forward about 2 weeks ago, the script that was written by Will Beale was scrapped, and it looked like that's his name. I didn't make it up. Will Beale,
my young man.
Yeah, and so they had scrapped his script, and so everyone thought, was this the beginning of the end for the Justice League movie? But if rumors can be believed, according to Latino Review, which even though it sounds like a ridiculous website, if you're not familiar with their website, they're probably the biggest supplier of accurate spoilers on the internet. They have a proven track record for probably well over 10 years of breaking almost every major plot point of comic book and action movies over the last 10 years. And 9 times out of 10, they're right. So what they're reporting is that Christopher Nolan is going to produce the Justice League movie, which isn't a huge surprise. But what was bigger surprise was that Zack Snyder is in rumored to direct the Justice League movie. I can't even talk right now. I'm so excited. So Zack Snyder would direct it. And even bigger than that is that Henry Cavill, who's going to be Superman and the Man of Steel, would portray Superman. And Christian Bale would come back as Batman in the Justice League movie. Boom. My mind's blown.
Is he going to kick all the orphans out of his mansion?
I mean, he's got to. I mean, it's like this is my space. Orphans tend to get in the way. That's why they're orphans. You know, the parents didn't want them. The person who really gets the shaft in this is Catwoman, because, you know, she's just gonna wake up in Paris or Tuscany or whatever. And
maybe she leaves him.
That's why I love you, Amanda. You got a personality. No one leaves Batman. Are you kidding me? I mean, people might leave Bruce Wayne, but no one leaves Bruce Wayne / Batman. She knows him as both. She knows that he'll hunt her. He will hunt her to the end of the earth and make sure she doesn't exist. No one leaves the Batman.
I don't know. She's pretty nuts.
Well, if they're going to keep that Nolan universe going, then it's quite likely that, or it's in the realm of possibility that Catwoman gets her own movie.
What?
Another Catwoman movie?
Randy, Anne Hathaway, feature Catwoman.
I would rather see Halle Berry and Sharon Stone in Catwoman 2 based on that monstrosity.
Now, if these come to be true, would you be more or less excited about a Justice League film?
I would be super excited about it. I would love to see... I've always wanted to see a movie with Batman and Superman together, and whether it's a standalone film with just those two or whether it's the whole Justice League, I'm 100% in on it. It's just going to, in my mind, make it that much better if they have Christian Bale back as Batman, and especially if Snyder and Nolan are working on it. So make it happen. Do your thing. Grease some palms. Get those wheels spinning.
I can't see Christian Bale sharing the screen with another superhero. I just can't imagine it.
Well, he's always
said... I don't
think
he's that much of a dick.
Well, he's always said
that,
like...
I just mean the way that the character of Batman is. I can't imagine Christian Bale's Batman. Well,
to tell you the truth,
another superhero.
I would rather see if they're going to bring the current stars together instead of a Justice League movie, I'd rather see a World's Finest. You know, I'd rather see just Batman and Superman going at it. I mean, there's already plenty of stories to draw from. I'm sure they'd want to do something new and unique with it. But I mean, if we're going to the well and we are, and especially if we can only get this kind of all the players involved in one movie, I would rather see a one-off like that that continues on the tradition already built by Batman and hopefully the new one being built by Man of Steel. I'd rather see that happen rather than a half-assed Justice League movie where they may not return for the sequel for whatever reason. You know what I mean? Can we all get on board with that?
Yeah. Well, but I think from a that's like suicide from a marketing standpoint because Batman brings in audiences and Superman brings in audiences. So you want people coming for those two and leaving saying like, you know, Green Arrow's pretty awesome. So, I mean, if it's just the two of them, you know, I mean, sure, it'll make a truck ton of money. But if you put them in a Justice League of America movie and make them the predominant focus, you know, you can still get, you know, a World's Finest vibe. But and in the end, you can still introduce a whole new branch of people to the Flash and Green Lantern and, you know, Wonder Woman.
Kind of like what the Avengers like did for Hulk.
Exactly. Everyone hated Hulk, but now everyone loves him.
Yeah. No, and I see where you're going with that. I just think there would be – I think more people would probably be anxious just to see Batman and Superman regardless of whoever else is in the movie than who would go to it just for the name of Justice League, you know?
So, yeah. So, Justice League, hopefully the rumors aren't debunked 5 seconds after we record this podcast. But so far, so good. It's been a whole day, and nobody's reps have come out and said, Latino Review, El Mi Hombre, he is loco. There's been none of that. So let's all cross our fingers that it comes to fruition, because in the end, we all win. And I like winning. My mommy said I'm a winner.
I think it also said that it would come out the same time as Avengers 2, right? Did you already make that point?
Yeah, 2015. I did not, though.
That would be quite the summer.
Yeah. Especially if Star Wars ends up 2015, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the nerdgasm. I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, conceivably, that would probably, you know, Man of Steel 2 could be a possibility of that year, unless Snyder ends up directing Justice League, which then that would probably be a 2016 release. Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be 2015.
We're going to have, like, permanent camping spots out in front of movie theaters.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a pretty good year. Everyone's favorite Harrison Ford has has signed on to join the cast of Anchorman 2.
So
the legend
weird.
Continues. He's going to play a Tom Brokaw-like character, like a real distinguished anchor. I don't think that he's going to have a huge role, but yeah, you know, he could be fun. He's kind of settling into his, you know, twilight days as an actor, I think, to where he's content to play these fun supporting characters. You know, he's gonna be a supporting character in the movie, the Jackie Robinson movie 42. He's gonna be in Ender's Games, a supporting character. So, you know, maybe
he must listen to the podcast because we had a conversation about him picking better roles.
There you go. He realized that he can't have the lead. He was rad in Halloween Homicide. Him and Josh Hartnett. Where's that guy at, by the way? What's Josh Hartnett done since Sin City?
I don't know. Is he doing Sin City 2?
Well, he was just I don't think his character plays into Sin City 2.
I don't think so either.
But so yeah, Harrison Ford, Anchorman 2 could be fun. Other casting news: Halle Berry is now officially back, joined the cast of Days of Future Past as Storm. They've been going back and forth for a while. Some people saying she's in, some people saying she's out. But Bryan Singer officially tweeted, which seems to be the official method to announce cast members. That's how he did with Hugh Jackman. That's how he did with Ian McKellen. That's how he did with Halle Berry and most of the other, Anna Paquin. So I guess everyone should follow Bryan Singer because he's the one breaking the news. And that's pretty much it. Lots of other like fun images and stuff on the site. So head over to geeklegacy.com and check out all the set pics from Amazing Spider-Man 2. We've got a pretty good look at Mary Jane We got some good looks at Chinatown. Everyone loves Chinatown. And, yeah, I do. I love it a lot. So head to the site. Check everything out, geeklegacy.com. You will not be sad that you did.
It's time for video game news. Yay!
I'm shaking my arms like a Muppet.
No, Kermit the Frog does.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. This week in video game news, World of Warcraft patch 5.2. I feel like we've been waiting a while for this. We're going to be getting a new zone. We have the island, the Isle of Thunder, which is really exciting. You'll be able to advance the war effort on your server through quests relating to the island's assault. So basically what's going to happen is it's going to be a progression thing where your faction is going to be fighting for real estate, trying to get to the Throne of Thunder, which is the new raid. I think it's called like Thunder King's Palace, if that sounds right to you guys.
The Thunder Throne.
The Thunder Throne, exactly. Exactly. The nice gentleman on Converter Raid like to call it that, the Thunder Throne. It's going to be a progression thing, basically how that place was for like Sunwell. Remember that, where you had to kind of dailies unlocked more dailies kind of thing?
Yeah,
that was fun.
Sun Offensive.
Yeah.
I like big world events like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
You know what I don't like? Dailies.
Yeah, exactly. And there'll be PvP and PvE dailies. Or at least quests to kind of advance the story. I think there's even going to be like solo instance type stuff, like how it was with Dominance Offensive. I don't know if you did those quests, Dave, but it ended up being really cool, where you'd kind of be phased in your own little area, and you got to do fun quests with like
Bul'jin and stuff.
Bul'jin and Thrall. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, solo scenarios, they're calling them.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Also, I mentioned that there's a new raid. It is the Throne of Thunder. And it's going to have 12 regular boss encounters, and then if you clear it in Heroic, you'll have a 13th boss to kill. So that's kind of cool. Good luck with that. the Heroic mode is actually not even going to be available until after the first week. So I guess March 5th, tomorrow, today when you're listening to this, the normal Throne of Thunder will be available. And then on March 12th, the Heroic versions will be open, as well as the first wing for LFR. It's called the Last Stand of the Zandalari. Those pinchy trolls, man, they just need to find their own little home. And then on March 19th, Wing 2 will open up, and that's called Forgotten Depths. And then you have to wait 2 weeks for April 2nd for the third wing. And then on April 16th, the fourth and final wing for LFR will open up. So it's going to be staggered, so people just aren't getting awesome loot right off the bat. I think they want to make it that way, just so you're not geared for it without even trying, you know what I mean? So,
right, to incentivize you to actually do the regular raid.
Correct. So, I mean, I get that. That's cool. 12 fights, that's a lot. That's a big raid. That's a huge encounter. So it'll have folks being busy for quite some time, I hope.
Plus two more world bosses.
Correct. Yeah. I'm getting to that.
And it's the largest world too, right? The instance, it's bigger than Ulduar and AQ40.
It's huge. So that's
really big.
I can't wait to go in. We'll be raiding there tomorrow night. So that'll be
sounds fun. Like a lot of trash.
I hope not. As Randy said, there are two new world bosses. First one is like Undasta. He's that giant T-Rex with crazy battle armor. He's actually located on the Isle of Giants. It's kind of like a misshrouded island off the coast of Pandaria. And on the island, there's going to be like a crater in the center, and that's where you'll find this guy. So if you want to go looking for him, just look for the crater in the center. He'll be standing there. He drops item level 522 loot, and he actually has a chance for a ground mount to drop. And I want to say it's the Cobalt Primordial Direhorn, and Direhorns are basically Triceratops.
Oh.
So they look kind of cool. And then mobs on this island actually have a chance to drop an egg that will hatch into a raptor mount. So for those of you that don't have 7 or 8 of those already, you'll have another one. So that's exciting. The other world boss is Nalak, the Stormlord.
Ooh,
sounds fun. He's a Thundering Cloud Serpent. So he's one of the unique looking ones where they actually have the lightning bolts kind of going across him. He's on the Isle of Thunder. So he's going to be in the final stage of the progression for that map. So folks are going to have to be busy. And he's going to be like in the, I want to say he's going to be like in like the courtyard, the central courtyard where we'll find him. But again, it's where Lishen's citadel is. So when you go to raid, it'll work out to where, oh, hey, look, the boss is up. So let's kill him before we zone in, kind of thing. So that'll be cool. But he does drop 5-2 raid gear and 493 PvP gears. This is a pretty sizable patch. So be sure to check the patch notes and find out what's different about your class. Everything from glyphs to spell mechanics, cooldown changes, buffs, nerfs for all your abilities. So who knows? Hunter's actually got some pretty decent love, so... Not that we were hurting or anything, but I like doing more damage.
And warlocks get green fire. Yay.
Paladins get nothing.
Paladins are dumb. Bunch of religious fanatics.
We are. Yeah, warriors and paladins didn't get much.
Who plays warriors and paladins?
Me, I'm a plate-loving mother.
We're actually going to have a special podcast, I think on Thursday, that's dedicated to this patch. Bunch of us that all raid together, we're just going to kind of go over everything in a little bit more detail, so that should be fun. I think that'll be available for you to listen to on Friday. What else we got? Assassin's Creed Black Flag. That's the new Assassin's Creed game coming out in October. Did you guys get a chance to watch the trailer?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Exactly. The game takes place like in the first half of the 18th century, so we get a lot of pirate action, and we all know that I love ships. As long as they're not in the ocean. Not to mention all the booty. Pirates like booty. I like booty. So I will like this game. Ipso facto. I'm your boss. So looking forward to that. And then lastly, I want to talk about video game releases. This week, Tomb Raider comes out on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. It's getting some really good reviews. If you check Metacritic, everybody's given it... for the most part, it's all 90s, a couple of hundreds. I think the lowest one that I skimmed across was like an 85, or no, an 80. So that's pretty good. We have some baseball action coming on. We got MLB 13 as well as MLB 2K 13. Both should be pretty good. Who knows? All those EA haters probably will stay away from MLB 13, but what can you do? I think if you buy it at Best Buy, you get a ticket to go see 42.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool. Free movie.
Yeah. It looks like a good movie, too.
Yeah, I agree. And then SimCity is coming out tomorrow as well. I think IGN's going to be doing like a 12-hour stream of that crap. So if you're a SimCity lover, check out IGN for their ridiculous streaming of world building. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got for video game news. Do we have a fun list?
I do have a pretty fun list. It's kind of a sister list to the one Randy gave us a couple weeks ago. Randy gave us a list of the top 10 worst sequels to great movies, and it led to some pretty nice chit-chat. So I created a list of top 10 movies that are better than the sequels that are better than the original.
This is your list.
My list, yeah. And you'll be seeing it on geeklegacy.com in the very near future. It's a fun little video list that I've been working on. I think you will enjoy the fruits of my labor if I can stop painting my house for a couple hours to finish it. So starting in at number 10 of movies, the sequels that are better than their original. Doesn't mean the original was bad, just the sequels were better. So I'm going to start out with a controversial one. Number 10, Christmas Vacation. Blasphemy, you say? I say nay. Christmas Vacation, better than Vacation. Go.
I agree.
I agree, too.
I don't think I've seen Vacation, so oh I agree.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why are you here?
You haven't seen
which Vacation?
Christmas Vacation is the only Vacation movie I've ever seen.
Well, so in your eyes, that's the best one.
Yep. Never seen any of the others.
Sweet. So we're all in agreement. So number 9, Mission Impossible 2, or 3, or 4. Not saying I didn't like Mission Impossible 1, but... I didn't really like Mission Impossible 1. I think De Palma was a little heavy-handed in his attempts to be a covert spy movie, and I think that 2, 3, and 4 were just fun Mission Impossible movies. Number 8, Spider-Man 2. I enjoy Spider-Man 1. I enjoy The Amazing Spider-Man. Not so much Spider-Man 3, but for my money, Spider-Man 2 is the best Spider-Man movie out there.
I agree.
I concur.
Doc Ock.
We got all those Spider-Man 3 toys at Burger King.
Yeah, like the big headed black Sandman. Spider-Man.
Yeah. The black Spider-Man looked cool, that toy.
Yeah.
Number 7, The Dark Knight. Batman Begins, great movie. Dark Knight, way better. Number 6, X2, X-Men United. Skinky, skinky, skink. There's a theme here with comic movies, I guess. But
it's always better.
I agree. At first, X-Men kind of revamped and rejuvenated the comic book series in 2000. And I think that X2, especially Wolverine as a character who kicks a lot of butt, I think notched it up, cranked it up to 11.
Yep. And honestly, that was one of my favorite comic book movies of all time. X2.
Number 5, Aliens. I think that Ridley Scott's Alien was a great film. And it really made you claustrophobic. And then James Cameron went the other way. He made this big world. And there was nowhere to go because every square inch of it was covered in aliens who all wanted to kill you. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's got Hicks. It's got Hudson. It's got Newt. Everyone loves Newt.
I don't.
Got a whole lot more gunplay, which I think makes it interesting.
Number 4 on the list, Terminator 2 Judgment Day. First Terminator was was a fun, I would almost consider it a thriller or a semi-horror movie. But the second one was just cranked it up and added some comedy, some levity, and better special effects. What more can you ask for in a sci-fi movie? Number 3, The Wrath of Khan.
Ooh.
I don't know what your number 1 is.
You should. Number 1 should be pretty relatively easy for you to figure out.
I know what it is.
Yeah. Wrath of Khan, number 3. I think that didn't have anything to any real competition because Star Trek The Motion Picture is probably one of the 5 worst films in the history of cinema. And if Wrath of Khan were simply in focus, it would be a better film. And but it not only was in focus, it was a piece of cinematic masterpiece. And it will forever be known as the greatest Star Trek movie of all time. Number 2 on my list, Godfather 2. No, it's a sappy choice. Everyone picks it, but everyone picks it because it's true. You know, the first Godfather's great, has a couple slow parts, but the second one has everything the first Godfather has, plus De Niro playing a young Vito Corleone. And everyone loves a young Vito Corleone, especially the ladies. So Godfather 2, second best one. And number 1, of course, is The Empire Strikes Back. Amazing, amazing. Takes a dark turn. Luke loses his hand. Han goes with Boba Fett. Leia loves some dude who's now block of carbonate. Chewie's sad. He wants to choke Lando, but he can't because Lando is too damn cool. Plus, you got a guy running through Cloud City with an ice cream maker. It's got it all.
Did they ever make that action figure?
They never did.
They did. No, they did. They did. It was a fan's choice.
But it wasn't at the stores. It was like a Entertainment Earth exclusive or something?
I would have to look that up, but I remember actually having seen it. It exists.
We should all get one. Have them sign it. So here's my list. Top 10 sequels that are better than the original. You can check it all out at geeklegacy.com later on this week. Ta-da! Jazz hands. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us for another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. As always, we had a great time. Make sure you check out our special World of Warcraft Patch 5.2 podcast coming out later this week, probably on Friday, where Justin and a couple of his close buddies are going to tell you everything you need to know about Patch 5.2 and give you some firsthand experience of what they've experienced in this experience. And then, of course, make sure you check out our other podcast, Tyler's Comic Corner and the Pixelated Podcast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter there, rank us, review us, do everything you can to us on iTunes because we like it when you do that, and go to geeklegacy.com for all your geek news and reviews.